I'm Rob Hamilton, KMRV Metro West News, brought to you by RipperNewsLive.com. St. Peter's police are investigating a fatal incident in which a driver struck and killed a pedestrian at a gas station parking lot on Wednesday morning. The collision occurred around 10 a.m. at a mobile gas station on Mitterusmal Drive. Police reported that the victim, a man, was hit near the back of the lot and was pronounced dead at the scene. The driver, a woman, remained at the scene and is cooperating with the investigation. The victim's identity has not yet been released, and investigators are working to determine the circumstances of the incident. Witnesses are encouraged to contact St. Peter's Police with any relevant information. A woman is in custody after assisting her child in attacking a 17-year-old girl at Midrivers Mall on November the 16th of 2023. Surveillance footage shows Brittany Young joining her child in the assault, punching the victim in the head and back and pulling out 18 of her braids. The victim sustained cuts, bruises, and hair loss. Court records state that Young made no attempt to stop the attack and fled the scene with her child afterwards. The child and victim attend the same school, and administrators identified Young and the footage. She faces charges of fourth-degree and third-degree assault, with a hearing set for March 25th. A bill to make Missouri an open enrollment state has passed the State House of Representatives with an 88-69 vote and is now headed to the Senate. Sponsored by Representative Brant Pollock, Republican of Sedalia, the legislation would allow K-12 public schools to decide whether to accept students from neighboring districts. Pollock, a former superintendent, argues that public schools need to be included in school choice discussions. The bill would limit outgoing transfer students to 3% of a district's enrollment and would not require districts to add staff or classrooms. A strong storm system is forecasted to move through the region late Friday, potentially bringing damaging winds, large hail, and isolated tornadoes. While uncertainty remains due to limited moisture and weak instability, forecasters are closely monitoring conditions. Temperatures will stay above normal through the weekend, with Friday's highs possibly exceeding 80 degrees. Keep it on 102.1 The River for the latest weather at 15 and 45 past every hour. I'm Rob Hamilton, KMRV Metro West News.